Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carmen Morrow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hoskins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Hoskins. And now, play ball. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Philly moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morrow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 1 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Babe for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrow takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morrow moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Westlake moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Westlake scores. Strickland goes all the way around to score. Hegan moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoskins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Astroth moves to second. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 2 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to second for the out. Astroth moves to third. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Astroth scores. Babe moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1. Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Glenn moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to third. Rosen moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoskins is hit by the pitch. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila bunts in front of the plate. Astroth fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Hoskins moves to second. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Hoskins scores. Glenn moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glenn moves to third. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 3 in the game. Babe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Astroth moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Finovich now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Finovich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Westlake moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoskins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Westlake scores. Strickland scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Hoskins moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial strikes out. 1 out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morrow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to third. Neil Watlington pinch hits for Frank Finovich. Neil Watlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watlington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Astroth moves to third. It's 9-3, Indians. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-4 in the game. Babe hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Astroth scores. 1 out. It's 9-4, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.